Welcome to Christmas Mong. It's a festive bumper special.
Hello, good evening, and happy Christmas to all you viewers who you are my favourite people.
Yes, it's our favourite at Christmas time of me and Richard. So we've got fucking lots coming up for you on Christmas Mong. We've got some cookery specials with Bob at Home. Bob at Home's going to be here. And also we're going to have some festive games, aren't we, Richard?
Oh, the best festive games, like throwing mince pies at old age pensioners.
Yes, mince pies filled with cream of goose.
Oh, that should be very, very much fun. We're looking forward to that.
We've also got lots of Christmas music, and we're going to have one single coming up for you right this minute. It's a real fucking Christmas classic. It's Cliff!
Mince pies are my favourite, and trees and the holly. Everybody goes a Christmas day. Sue Barker's popping over. I like her to my bachelor pad.
Stop.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas day. Christmas time, Christmas.
Yes, it's a Christmas, you know.
Mistletoe and wine and all the fine things in life.
Seven angel nativity flies and everything.
Una Stubbs,
Sue Barker, and all of those at the Beeb. Because it's
Christmas, Christmas Day, Christmas Day.
Oh, that was a real Christmas special single called Christmas Day from Cliff Thorburn. Cliff, you might remember, was a legend on the snooker circuit, but now he's in the pop music big time. Every year he's number one, isn't he, Richard?
Oh, it's brilliant. I tell you, it's one of the best songs, Christmas songs I've heard in a long time. Had an essence of Christmas, but you know, it didn't really go into the whole details. And the chorus for me was something. Oh, I haven't heard a good chorus like that for many, 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 many minutes.
Yes, it was literally smeared with Christmas groovy. And when I say Christmas groovy, I mean the stuffed variety. So, also today, we're going to have some real Christmas festive fun for all you people out there having to listen to Christmas Mong. It's the 25th of December. You've never had it so good. So, first of all, we're going to have a little quiz with you. We're going to pose you some questions, and we want you to shout out your answers at home, and some of you can phone in and win ₹1,000,000. That's right, ₹1,000,000, which converts into just roughly 1,500 smoolahs. Right, so, the first question, you don't need to answer it just yet. You can phone in or text in with the number that I'll give shortly. Your first question, listeners, on Christmas Day. If Santa has one sack for all the presents in the world, how big is the sack? And how many Indian children would it take to weave over a 6-month period? So that your answers are going to be A, 4x4 and 6 inches deep, takes about 80 children. B, takes about 45 children, 6 minutes to do it, and it's only 4 inches by 2 inches. Or C, it's super magical size, and it takes 1,000 immigrant children 1,000,000 years. Your answers, please, to 844421 on the text, or, of course, richardandrichard@christmasmong.com.
Thank you. It's a great, great competition. Lots to win. 1,500 schmoolahs.
₹1,000,000.
₹1,000,000. That's converted into money of India. Yes. Without further ado, we've got the cookery tips this week from Bob at Home. We'll be coming up shortly to Bob at Home. Bob at Home, as you may recognise, listeners and viewers of Mong TV, briefly on for a little while back in 1922-24.
Yes, it's going to be a great smashing Christmas song for you, listeners. We've got action-packed things coming in. We've also got a little bit of news later because we've got to keep in touch with the Queen's Speech. This year's Queen's Speech comes to you, of course, from LucasAide, sponsors of this year's Queen's Speech. So now we're going to have a few adverts followed by some more Christmas music. And then, of course, we're going to see if anyone's got the questions right.
Gotcha, gotcha. Christmas Day supplies. All the shops are shut. There's one shop lots of supplies. It's owned by the Greek and a Tasmanian Scott. He's got all what you need. He's really got the lot. Down a rude place. Rude, rude. Rude, rude. Just climbing High Street. You got everything you want. Day or night and a damn 365 days of the week and year. You got turkey. He got crampy sauce, he got all the nice things. Kid, he got nice, nice, nine, nine, great things. I pay more, everybody won't take it from Rude Place. Rude Place, he sells batteries and tape, and lots of things for toys.
Spastics,
they won't get served at Roy's, but they
spastics. Got himself a wheelchair accent.
In the shaving gel. The best shaving gel for men out today in the UK. You can shave any area you want. Groin, chest, face, anal passage. Clears all bum fluff.
The best gel known to man. Pimp gel. If you're a ladies man or a man's man or a man's man's man, this is for you.
Shave your wife, your girlfriend, or your boyfriend, and if you don't have one, rent one.
Well, welcome back to Christmas Mong. Christmas Day, isn't it, Richard? Christmas Day. Merry Christmas to you all. We're having mince pies, more mince pies, and sometimes, when I don't want a mince pie, I have a Pringle, because I'm very daring today at Mong. So we've got coming up now, Phil Rector. He's obviously a really big hit in Eastern Europe. He's going to be singing for us his latest single, Anal Passage, which I hear is a Romanian love song. So, Phil, we're looking forward to your performance. Obviously, this is your number one single in the UK at the moment. Yes. Over to you, Phil.
Thank you. I had no friend till I met a friend on Facebook. I had a lonely time. And Christmas was looking so grim. But I went online and met Edward from Herefordshire. And now we share Christmas pictures of a Santa's hat on my cock. We are now friends, chums, buddies and pals. We share all our secrets and our vows. You're coming round my house in the summer. I hope you don't touch me, cause that would be a bummer. Super friends.
Thank you, Phil. That was a real Christmas jingle number. I love that one. One of my favourites. Thank you very much, Phil. Thanks for coming on the Christmas Bong Show. I'm sure everyone enjoyed it. Right then, listeners, we've got lots more coming up for you, as you fully well know. We're going to have Sawyer Bilcox coming on. Sawyer Bilcox, he's going to be singing a latest single, Shit for Brains, which is off her Jingle Bollocks album. Obviously, it's a real hit at the moment because it's Christmas time of year. We've also got Randaid coming in. That's a band from South Africa, and they're singing songs about trying to raise money for the homeless in London. Right then, now I think we're going to have a phone in, because I've got the opportunity to give you a smoolah, a real smoolah, wrapped in a box containing 1,000 smoolahs. You're going to love it. You've got a phone in, 08457 112 114, 08457 112 114, and if you phone in and you give us your Christmas memories, then obviously you could win 1,001 smoolahs. Now that's fucking Christmas bonus or what? So, we've got a call coming in already. It's Ken. Is it Ken? Yeah, my assistant says it's Ken, line one. And we're going to go over to him now for his Christmas memory. Ken, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Ken, where do you come from?
Originally from China, I now live in North London.
Oh, North London. Oh, I live in North London. Whereabouts do you live, Ken?
I live in Mansion House.
Mansion House, nice area, full of chinks.
What are you saying?
It's got lots of gaps in it. The buildings were not down once upon a time.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay then. So, Ken, your Christmas memory, please.
It was when I was flying in my walk on Christmas Eve, preparing special spices for my Christmas special event.
I see, Ken. And what happened to ruin your Christmas?
Well, I was in your walk and oil went all up my arm.
That sounds painful, Ken. So what did you do?
Well, I then took the turkey outside and pulled out the .45 and bang, blew its head off.
I see, Ken. So you're, number one, you've got a gun, I see. So that's illegal for a start. I hope you know that, Ken. Number two, you shot your turkey and no one's got any food for Christmas Day. Well, I think that's probably one of the worst Christmas memories I've ever heard. So bye, Ken. Bye, line one. We've got no more calls at the moment coming in. So it looks like we're going to have to go over to Sawyer Bilcox. She's in the studio live for us today. She's going to be performing her hit single, which is Shit for Brains, on the Jingle Bollocks album. It's a Christmas song that personally me and my wife, we hold very dearly to our hearts. So Sawyer, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi Richard.
Hello Sawyer. So you're going to sing us your Christmas single, and so you got your band in with you today.
Yeah, that's right. I'm me and the Elastic Band.
The Elastic Band, very good. Now you sound a little bit different to what you sound like on your singles. I've never met you before, Sawyer. I take it you have a singing voice and a sort of like real voice.
Yes, that's right.
Right, I look forward to it. Right, Sawyer, take it away.
Welcome to my world. I bring you electrochip. I bring you all that you want. It's not a song, the Christmas song I bring for you. It has a groovy beat, thunder, electro blues. It's a Shit for Brains song. Shit for Brains song.
Welcome to my world.
Shit for Brains. The Shit for Brains song. Christmas song. A little Christmas for you and your mom. A little song. A Christmas song. Electro Christmas song. And here comes the dirty bomb.
Thank you, Sawyer. That was a brilliant single, Shit for Brains. It's going to be a Christmas classic for many a decade, I'm sure of that. Don't you agree, Richard?
Oh, fantastic. It brought me back to the days of the 80s, electro in discos. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm so glad that we've got all these celebrities in for Christmas Mong, because obviously everyone coming in at their own time on Christmas Day, we have to be very thankful for that, you know, very thankful. So we've got even more artists coming in for you today. It's a big show, today's show. We've got loads of people coming in. First of all, of course, we've got to have some Christmas fun. Now, Christmas fun is so much fun that sometimes I get all Christmassy and I get a raging Christmas fun going on, I do. Oh, it's steaming, it is. Steaming Christmas pocket I suffer from. So, well, our first game, Richard, we're going to play today is Name That Tune. Now, I've got a couple of tunes I know on the old piano. I'm going to let you try and guess them. If you guess them right, I'm going to pay for you to get a hand job off one of the Mexican prostitutes down at the corner. If you fail, then you're just going to have to get yourself a can of directors. Is that all right? Right, your first one, what do you want to name it in?
Three.
You want to name it in three. Okay, then, name this tune in three.
It's not a We Three Kings, is it? Or perhaps it's... It could be Rock Around the Christmas Tree.
No, it's not, Richard, I'm afraid. You've not got it right there at all. Now, you can have another go if you want. If you want it to, then I'll give you more notes, but I'll give you a clue. All right, it's Christmas-based, yeah. All right? Christmas-based. And if you were to say Pringle Smells, you'd be on the right track.
Niagara Falls?
No, close. Do you want another note?
Perhaps.
All right, another note. 1 minute.
I'll tell you what, I'm coming out on a bit of a long shot here, but it's not Jingle Bells,
Richard,
is it?
You've got it, Richard, it's Jingle Bells, of course. Now, that was very good of you, Richard. Yes. Now, we could do another one. We could have another game, but I think the listeners have got the idea of it, and now they can do it at home. Yes, they've got a piano, and if they've got a willing friend, they can have a good game of Jingle Smells. Perhaps. Able body, yes, if they're disabled, they might not be able to play a piano.
No.
In which case, it's very one-sided.
Yes.
So, next on Christmas Long, I think it's about time that we settled down and had something about food. Because obviously Christmas Day is very foody. Everyone loves a bit of food on Christmas Day. So it's time for our cookery slot, Bob at Home.
Bob, Bob at Home, Bob at Home, cooking recipes up, Bob at Home. He's got a nice lot of things, Bob at Home. It goes ring-a-ding-ding, Bob at Home. Bob, a friend, he's got recipes coming out of his ass. That's Bob.
It's Bob at Home.
Oh, hi there. I'm Bob here. Bob. And I got some good recipes for you. You know, we could have birds. We could have nice things like that. But no, what are we having today? You know what I mean? The classic splodge cake. It's made out of splodge and batter mixture. Special batter mixture. It's one of the best recipes I've ever known. My friend the King used to do it, and then my cousin, he was Gene Vincent, the next man I knew. I got to turn my oven on, listen to the sound, ladies and gentlemen. This is really, what are you going to hear? This is crazy. Can you hear it now? This is the oven from the future, right? This is one of the best things you can do. Put splotch cake on. What you do? You mix up your batter, mix that. That's flour, eggs, buttermilk, and then you get yourself some splotch. And you get loads of splotch on the front, and then you bake it up in gas mark 2 for 322 hours. And next thing you know, you get the best splotch cake in the world. I tell you, best splotch cake in the world. Okay, that's me cutting out of here. Just wait 324 hours, bring it up out of nowhere, sponge cake like no other, never see like sponge cake like this. This is out of sight, alright? Goodbye out here from my FM. Happy Christmas, listeners.
Yes, welcome to Christmas Mong, everybody. We're having a really fun time here. Christmas Day, 25th of December 2007. So much is going on in the world that makes you grim, makes you sad. But when you tune into Mong, you don't give a shit no more, because Mong's a real classic station and you love Christmas Mong. So here we go now. We've got some more music on Christmas Mong, haven't we, Richard?
Yeah. More music today.
Who's coming on?
Well,
oops, I just dropped me bits, Richard.
Cliff Orban, because everyone's been texting in.
Have they all been texting in about Cliff?
Texting, phoning.
Phoning.
Jam. They love Cliff so much that they want to hear a song. And now he says that he's got a song. It's not unrehearsed. He hasn't played it since the 60s.
Right.
It's one of his old classics, even though he was before.
It's not Snooker Christmas, is it?
It is Snooker Christmas.
Oh, I love Snooker Christmas.
Before he was a fully fledged snooker player in the public eye, that
yes.
is. You know, as a superstar snooker player. Yes, he is He's back now.
He's a legend, really.
Well, he's a legend all round.
Yeah, all round legend. You see, I touched him around the back, he was a legend. I touched him around the front, he was a legend. Around the thigh, a bit greasy, but still legend.
I think we should go on, because Cliff seems to be looking at us. Come on, he wants to go.
Yeah, he's
it.
Looking through the glass window at Studio 2.
He's ready to go.
Cliff, ready to go, Cliff.
Ready to go, Cliff.
Listeners, here we go with Cliff and Cliff, his unrehearsed hit single, Snooker Christmas. Go on, Cliff. Christmas time, I share my time with Una and Sue. Wouldn't you?
I like Una and Sue, they make a nice couple.
Yes, they come over and bring me a turkey and a tree for Christmas,
and lots of mince pies.
So I said, Una, Sue, what more should we do? They said, Una, Sue, you've got to help him on the loo. They said, Cliff, my friend, you drive me around the bend, you do. You poo. I said, Una, Sue, look what you could do at the bee.
Sue said that she would come over and help you reinstate you at the bee.
Una's taken offence to me majority feeding of her dweebs.